This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A man wanted in connection with the death of a child on the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation in southwestern Colorado has been apprehended. The FBI says 23-year-old Jeremiah Height was caught near Monument Valley in Utah. The agency had offered a reward. It's unclear whether the reward money had anything to do with his capture. Height is accused of fatally shooting a 7-year-old earlier this month. State officials want to hear about school safety on a road trip across Colorado. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
State officials are zeroing in on three topics. First, they hope to hear about the spaces that make students feel safe. Second, how students consume and use popular media. And finally, state officials hope for a discussion about substance use. Margaret Ochoa with the Office of School Safety says the nonprofit Rise Above Colorado will also present on the road trip.
Part of their messaging is normalizing the fact that most youth in Colorado are not using opioids. They're not using substances of any sort.
You can visit the website for the Colorado Office of School Safety for more information on the January and February events. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Mesa County leaders are optimistic about an effort there to reduce juvenile crime. District Attorney Dan Rubenstein says the Lighthouse program is a different approach from normal diversion programs.
We don't wait till they commit crimes and we start to catch the kids upstream when they start to go off the rails a little bit, whether that's missing school, getting suspended, or even just a referral from the Department of Human Services.
The program is ending its second year. Denver's Chris Kindle Market will temporarily relocate to the Auraria campus next year while Civic Center Park sees some construction. The German-style holiday market comes to campus from November 21st to December 23rd of 2025. Next year is the market's 25th year. This is CPR News and KRCC.